something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. Now, a rich man that doesn't give is actually poor. Because you see, he can boast that he has a lot of money, but he doesn't have. He thinks he does, because the banks have told him the figures. But he's not using the money. The money is not working for him. So he's a poor man. He's a poor man. He's been excited with the figures. Let me tell you. Money is an illusion. Money is an illusion. You think that because you didn't have it, that's why you couldn't do what you wanted to do. But it's a lie. Many times we think that if we had more money, we would achieve more. And the reason we haven't done what we would have liked to do is because we didn't have the money. It's untrue. There's no bigger lie than that. It's an illusion. Money is an amplifier. Whatever you do with money shows your real nature, your real character. And every time you have money, your choices prove who you really are. You may argue about it. You may not want to accept it. It makes no difference. After all, there are people who say there is no God. It doesn't change anything. Praise God. What you say doesn't really matter. Doesn't change anything. You say there's no God, there's still God. See? But you see, the Bible shows us these truths. Money just amplifies you. See, a moment ago, the microphone was cut off. And I was still talking. You just didn't hear me. Because the amplifier didn't amplify my voice. But I was still saying what I was saying. And the moment they got me back on, you heard me loud and clear. Money is just that way. It's an amplifier. It doesn't change you. And why would God amplify you knowing how rotten you may be on the inside? Because the more money you have, the louder your life is going to be. What do you do with money when you get it? It tells who you really are. Hallelujah. I'm trying to let you know your problem is not money. It's your way of seeing things. Your choices. Your choices. Some years ago, one of our brothers had a nice job. A fellow Christian, a very wealthy gentleman, just fell in love with him and called him. and said, "What do you do?" And he said, "Well, I do this and I do that, and there's no major assignments at the moment. No particular business at the moment." And the guy just loved him. Very wealthy man. Just loved him. And said, "All right, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you some money, and I want you to get into this business, this line of business that you are interested in. I'll fund it. You can set up a board. I'll just be the chairman of the board, that's all. And I'll fund you. You be the managing director and use the money. I'm actually giving it to you. You can come to me for advice anytime." So much money he was given. Wonderful. Guess what? One of the first things he bought was a Mercedes. And he drove up to see Mr. Chairman. And the chairman said to him, "How's it going?" He said, "Great, sir. What have you done so far?" He said, "Well, I've ordered for some of the equipment, and then I bought a car." "What kind of car did you buy?" He said, "I bought a Mercedes." He said, "A Mercedes? Why did you buy a Mercedes?" He said, "To establish the new level, because..." Hold on, come on now. He said, "Because of some of the people I'm going to be meeting, and so that they can understand, I can deal with them at a certain level." Then the chairman said to him, "Now you're in my office. Let's suppose you were having a business discussion with me and you wanted me to invest in your company. Where is your car?" He said, "It's downstairs." He said, "How many people will come to the window to say, 'I want to see the car you brought before having a discussion with you for the meeting?'" That was the beginning of his fall. Now, he had to, when you buy a Mercedes, what you don't know is that you have increased your expenditure. Oh boy, I wish you'd understand this thing. The reason why the poor will get poorer and the rich will get richer. Have no pity for poor people that are greedy. The only pity you should have for them is their ignorance. Now you bought a Mercedes. How you gonna take care of it? I said, the problem that many people have is not a money problem. It's a greed problem. You see a car pass by and you say, "That's my car." I know God wants us to have the best. That's your car. Now you're longing for it. If God gave it to you, are you aware that there are some cars, the headlights alone can buy another car? Come on. And then you're given that car, and you get in, and you're excited. There we go! To where? To the rocks. That's the problem of many people. You see, rich people, truly rich people, don't show what they have. It's the poor and the middle class people that love big things.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations, it's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations, it's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. Are you still here? May God guide you with His wisdom. You know, we are in a world that does not understand. The Bible says they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Darkness. Let me give you an example. One day, I understood why Jesus said some of the things He said. I had a suit. Very expensive suit. And I took this suit and I gave it to a certain fellow. as a dick. So he took the suit. He was so excited, he was so happy. The next time I saw him with the suit, he was wearing it. Oh dear Jesus. It was, oh boy. It was so messed up. Let me give you a simple example. You see, many people don't understand some things. For that suit to have remained the way it was until I gave it to him, it was a liability. In other words, I had to pay money to keep it clean. When you buy an expensive one, you have not bought something. You have signed yourself for a liability. Which, if you're not prepared for, will ruin you. You have to wait until you can afford something. Don't just take it. Don't just go for it. Wait until you can afford it. How can you afford it? You're going to have to plan how to send that thing for maintenance. You're going to be paying for it. Have you gotten yourself ready to be paying for it? Do you know that you're going to be paying for it? Some of you want to buy your uncle a car, your cousin a car, you want to buy your brother a car. You're not thinking, oh God, you think it's exciting to just buy somebody a car. You may kill him. I'm telling you, you have to understand, why would God not do these things? Why? God said, ask, whatever you ask, I'll give to you. Why has he not done it? Have you not been asking? He knows if he answered that prayer, you'd die. So you have to wait. You have to wait. You have to be trained for it. You have to wait. You have to get the job that can answer it in such a way that it doesn't dent your account. A young guy made a million. This was years ago. His first 1 million naira. And right away, he went to Victoria Island to get a house. You see, he wanted to live like the Joneses. Because, I mean, you have to be known to be a millionaire now that you're one. You see it? And you know what? When you don't understand these things, you will find yourself pursuing shadows, trying to be something. Those who are something don't try to be. They know who they are. Let me tell you, the day I lost interest in big cars. I love cars. I still love cars. Good cars. But I lost interest totally long time ago. I got a car. At that time, it was the most expensive car that I had bought. But I always asked myself, why did you buy this car? Inside, I asked myself, why did you buy this car? And then, one day, not much longer after I bought it, the car was stolen. I told you in church one day, years ago. I watched them drive that car away. And they were shooting into the air, you know. And after the car was gone, I was walking down to the place I was going to before. But something happened to me that day. Thank God for the Holy Spirit who helps us to think the right thoughts. Because I could have thought the wrong thoughts. But I believe I got the right thoughts. What happened to me was this. As I was walking down that road, I asked myself a question. And I answered it myself. I said, a moment ago, you were with a big car. A moment after, you are without the car. But you are the same person. I learned something. I said, I am the same person. A moment ago, I had a big car. A moment right after that, I didn't have it. But I'm the same person. I'm the same person. From that hour, I was delivered from cars. From that hour, I was delivered from cars. Didn't mean anything anymore. From then on. I got the car the next day. You know? But I had no interest anymore. Did you know that for 1 year, I didn't drive that car? I asked them to sell it. And they couldn't sell it for 1 year. Praise God. What am I telling you? There are things that you love. Ask yourself questions. Now you have bought a tie that is 25,000 naira. Someone else has a tie of 2,000 naira. We don't know the difference until we take them and examine them like this. Yeah. I learned a long time ago that if you treat anything right, God will give you lots of them because He knows that when you give them out, they're just going to be clean. They'll be a miracle to anybody that you give them to. Whether they're shoes, clothes, cars, anything. See, because one of the things that the Lord has to do for you when He blesses you is to guide you by His Spirit in keeping them, maintaining them. Now, at a certain level, you cannot cope. And so it's unwise for the Lord to make such things available to you. And even when they're available to you, He wants to see how you would make your choice. Your choice will show Him what you love. Loving to be big or loving to be humble. Nothing is too good for you if only you know how to choose. Come on, talk to me now. If only you know how to choose. How do you choose? Stop investing on liabilities. Did you hear me? Because some of you even make hairstyles. Many of you ladies. Hairstyles that you cannot maintain. Just because you saw the style, now you want it. Some of you, you know what it costs to sit there and pay so much money. How much are you receiving? If you make this kind of hairstyle in 3 months, you'll be broke. Yet you want to do it. Yet you want to do it. And you'll be broke. And you wonder why. Why? Look, as long as your expenses are not guided by the wisdom of God, you're not ready to walk as a rich man. You cannot be rich.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Wow! We believe you have been blessed by this message brought to you by Christ Embassy. We invite you to worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Christ Embassy Chinoy, stand number 16053 Industrial Site behind Sinoya Primary School in Muzari, Chinoy. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us on 0772-843-739 or 0775-202-305 or email us on info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.